Jakarta yesterday, all day. I was stranded for several hours.
So this can be given to the deities, this stuff.
They're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are they scented?
I'm trying to say. We have another one. That's so. It has 1 in 8 petals.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's white on full bloom. Just started. It's monsoon. The full season will come sometime in August and September.
Mm-hmm.
Lotus are everywhere. There's flowers on the other side of the road. Yeah. All legs full of lotuses.
Pineapple, your country is famous for pineapple.
Pineapple is very sweet. This is another season, but in about 3 weeks, the larger variety will come. This is a little smaller type.
Mm.
The bigger one is big, and this is green outside. But it's very sweet, full of juice.
Mm.
The hillsides are all covered with pineapples. It's very cheap.
Calcutta, there are land.
Oh, yes. The farming is very good this time in our side. Bengal and in Assam and Manipur, so much rain from the south.
Mm.
And I saw from the plane that everything is already green.
Why is it green? Is it necessary?
Well, he doesn't want to speak. Yes, I said we are coming in September, so we will be giving lectures there. And Ajit Shah personally told me that he never showed these ideas before. He said this is the first time that he's seeing such things, that science can be utilized in understanding the nature of the self or life from Bhagavad Gita. And I also went to Bose Institute. I wanted to talk with the Yes, the director was there, but there was a very leading professor. His name is Amitabh Sen. He's the just next to the director. No, Amitabh Sen is the name. And he told me he didn't have time to talk with me. So because he said he had a meeting. So that I just told him that I just came to see the director. But since the director is not there, I just want to let you know that we want to hold a conference on life sciences and Krishna consciousness. So if you are interested, I would like to invite you because you are a leading scientist and the Bose Institute is quite well known. So I like you to participate in our conference. Then he asked me, what is that conference? Then I started describing about the way science, modern science is going at this time. Science says that everything is molecules. So what do you think as a scientist? Now, the way we communicate, I talk with you and you talk to me, but the way we communicate, science says that it's just chemical reactions. You talk because of some chemical reactions. And so, what do you think about this modern philosophy? Then I started talking about the very unsatisfactory explanations of these ideas according to modern science, and trying to introduce the concept of Bhagavad Gita, that life is non-chemical and non-physical. It is spiritual. When we study physics, chemistry, and mathematics, we simply study matter, but actually we don't really study life. But modern science says that life is nothing but chemicals. So we are determined to show to the people, especially to the leading scientists, that the knowledge that we have is all wrong. It must be something beyond that we just know so far. Then he started taking great interest. And I talked with him for a little more than an hour. And even he was thinking of postponing he had a meeting, and he telephoned, he said, he started discussing with me, and the talk became so interested that he postponed the meeting. So he was very nice, actually. He said that he agrees that in the Western, especially in the United States, the leading scientists are taking tumors for granted. They're saying tumors very unscientific, saying that life started from molecules. This is all unknown. These are all stories. So he said it's a little too much. Science doesn't know these things. He agreed to that point very clearly. I said, leading scientists like him, it is your responsibility, especially from this land, to show that the concept,
you know.
Yes. And he actually was very interested. And he told me to write about Monday here to the director so that they can make arrangements and so that we can speak. So I just had just a few hours and I wanted to go to the Indian School for Experimental Medicine that is in Jadavpur. And I know the director. The director is from Capital University. And I just about to see him, but I couldn't see him. I didn't have this time, so. But we have, I think, plenty of scope in doing these things in a wider scale.
Yeah.
And I also published this little concept about what this all this lecture is about. So it said announcing a worldwide lecture tour on the origin of life and matter. It said sponsored by Bhaktivedanta Institute for Higher Studies. Founder of Sharia is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Then I get the whole series from here to here. And I also get the topics. And, so, would like to hear a little bit?
Yeah.
So Bhaktivedanta Institute is a center for advanced studies and research in the Vedic scientific knowledge concerning the nature of consciousness and the self. This institute is the academic division of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and it consists of a body of scientists and scholars who have recognized the unique value of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's teachings, who brought Krishna Consciousness to the West. The main purpose of the institute is to explore the implications of the Vedic knowledge as it bears on all features of human culture and to present these findings in courses, lectures with audiovisual aids, monographs, books in a quarterly journal, Savigyanam, etc. The institute presents more specifically modern science and other fields of knowledge in the light of the Vaishnava philosophy and tradition, providing a completely new perspective on reality quite different from that of modern educational systems. One reason for the increasing interest of the Western and the young intellectuals in Srila Prabhupada's teachings is doubtlessly the growing awareness that in spite of their scientific and technological advancements, the real goal of human life has somehow been missed. The philosophy of Bhaktivedanta Institute begins from a totally different premise from that of modern science. The central doctrine of modern science is that all phenomena, including those of life and consciousness, can be fully explained and understood by recourse to matter alone. The dictum that life is a manifestation of matter is indeed the ultimate rationale for the entire civilization of material aggrandizement. The Vedas, on the other hand, teach that conscious life is original, fundamental, and eternal. This, in fact, is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasa Prabhu Mata Sarvam Pravartate Tenet. On this fundamental and critical point, modern science and Vedic knowledge find themselves opposed. The Bhaktivedanta Institute has therefore begun a worldwide lecture tour in order to bring this most fundamental knowledge to every continent. This institute is clearly demonstrating that the Vedic version is not a matter simply of faith or belief, but is scientific in the strict sense of the term. Although many of its features may appear difficult to verify experimentally, others have direct implications concerning what we may expect to observe. Thus, this viewpoint should serve as a stimulating challenge to the truly scientific spirit to go beyond the very restrictive framework imposed on our scientific understanding of nature for the past 200 years. Modern science started as an experiment to see how far nature could be explained without invoking God. But the Bhaktivedanta Institute has come forward to introduce Vedic knowledge on a genuinely scientific basis for the first time in the history of this modern scientific age. The lecture series in Indian subcontinent will start from September 1977 and last until February 1978. We request the scientists, scholars and students to kindly participate in this most challenging educational program. To open up wide fields for fertile thought and meaningful study. Some of the topics are listed as follows. 1. What is light and what is matter? 2. Quantum theory and the laws of consciousness. 3. New scientific paradigm, laws beyond the laws of nature. 4. Demonstration by information theory and computer science that light cannot arise from matter. 5. Chemical evolution, a molecular fairy tale. 6. Genetic engineering and biomedical ethics. 7. Philosophy and the psychology of science. 8. Paramatma and the process of acquiring knowledge. 9. Scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. 10. The origin of life and matter. For further information, please contact Western Headquarters, United States, Eastern Headquarters, Bombay, and Spiritual Headquarters, Vrindavan. Glory to you, Prabhupada. And I already got some very positive remarks just about from this visit in Manipur. They invited us, there is a center called Atombabu Research Center in Manipur. So they invited to for a speaking engagement. They wanted to get it in printed form so that they also publish in the university. There's a Jawaharlal University in Manipur. And there's also local college. In several colleges, they already invited.
They have invited
you? Oh, yes. They're all... yeah, this was... yeah, I haven't mentioned it yet.
Mm-hmm. Did this article come out after?
Yeah, this article came after. I could have mentioned, but it was just for general remark.
So they then issue letter?
Yes.
Then you can then.
At the same time, we are preparing a called brochure for this lecture series. We make it color. So I already have the outline in Boston. So we are titling the announcing a lecture series, worldwide lecture series on the origin of life matter, life and matter. Sponsored by Bhaktivedanta Institute for Higher Studies and founder Shri Divine Grace Swami Prabhupada. And we have some colored pictures inside and a little also synopsis of the theme, the topics. We say chemical evolution, a molecular fairy tale. Then we have about three or four lines describing what the lecture should be about and what is the main theme of the talk. And we also have photographs of four or five of us who are going to speak, and a little background of the candidate. And so I wanted to make it very official, and also make it nice looking. Yeah, so that will be useful for making engagements. That we will do before we come here. And it's already outlined. Have our Bhaktivedanta.
He said he has $30 million.
I think it'll be very attractive and it'll open up wide cultural aspects of Krishna consciousness. And we will also have our institute in Washington, D.C. Yes, we'll take prasadam. You look better, Prabhupada.
Huh?
You look better.
Okay.